Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor, and enjoy your morning announcements.
We are up and running and off to the races on December 21st.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
This guy.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Nothing wrong with starting the day with a little classic Christmas, right, Pat Moody?
Absolutely. And I love your Eskimo outfit this morning. It looks top notch.
It's pretty neat, isn't it?
It's awesome.
Did you see my mukluks?
No. I did not. Too much to my chagrin.
I try to keep those as personal as possible.
Well, I would hope so.
Hey!
Keep your
Pat Moody's in the studio this morning.
Well, I had to conduct the annual inspection of the Pat Moody Studios to make sure you guys are maintaining things in shipshape and proper condition. And there will be some fines and some violation alerts coming up. So
right.
good luck.
I polish the sign on the door every morning when I come in. So
I notice you use your handkerchief right after you've blown your nose.
Right. It's a spit shine. Sometimes I forget the shine part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Spencer is taking some time off this week, and that's cool. And Pat was kind enough to agree to come and sit in, because otherwise I'm sitting here talking to a dark window. So
we didn't want for you to go absolutely crazy in the middle of all this.
Yeah, I don't think there's any fear of that.
It happened a long time ago.
Yeah, you would have to be sane to begin with in order to go crazy. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, and I won't. Well, anyway, good morning and welcome, and we're off to the races here with page one of your morning announcements, where we start with some good news, I suspect, on the COVID relief bill front. They finally got a deal done yesterday, Patrick.
It's about time. Well, they got it done, but they haven't signed it yet.
That's true. That's true.
Remember, in this day and age, anything can happen.
Yeah, they're telling us it's done. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, this will allegedly include $600 for you and me.
Not for me. They didn't send me any of it last time.
You didn't get the last one?
No.
Did you ever find out why?
Yeah, because transfers from 401k stuff, you know, it's like moving money around to Roth IRAs and everything, and made it look like I had a bazillion dollars that I don't.
No. Well, sorry to hear that, but I've still not seen any specifics on who qualifies for this. I think we're all going. All going under the assumption that if you got one last time, you'll get one this time.
I would hope it
Although
would be the
it'll
same.
Be,
yeah.
It's just halvesies this time. Half of what you got last time around. But extra $300 a week in unemployment benefits. There's help in there for hard-hit businesses and schools and healthcare providers and renters facing eviction. And this is on top of the $1.4 trillion government-wide, what do they call it, omnibus bill that they're passing to keep themselves up and running. So it's just
We should start a bus company and call it the Omnibus Company and see if we can get some of that cash. Just send it over here. I mean, you know, by the time we would filter out a whole bunch of that cash from in the feds, we'd already be in Mexico or somewhere by the time they figured out, wait a minute, we sent that to the wrong omnibus.
Is this Berrien bus? No, no.
No, omnibus. Omnibus. Get omnibus. Well, get omnibus.
I'm going to call Dialer, right? Leave me alone. All right. Well, Monday morning, we traditionally do a weekend recap. There's no reason why we shouldn't do that. Did you have a decent weekend, buddy?
Yeah, I did. Took takeout a couple of times. And,
Saw your pictures. Coaches does an excellent job.
Yeah, they do.
They were well on their way to ramping that up prior to all of this pandemic stuff.
Had a tequila sunrise in a bag.
I'm not sure if that's something you should brag about.
It's cocktails, man. You know, it's cocktails in a bag.
Yeah, but you're drinking booze out of a bag.
I transfer it to a glass with ice.
Oh, okay.
It comes in what looks like a medical bag of some type.
Sit in your car drinking out of a bag. Well, times are tough. Times are tough, huh, Patrick?
Yeah, they are.
No, that's good. And a lot of that is happening, and that the social media challenge seems to be
exploding.
Doing well. So, yeah, that's real good there. We had some company over the weekend as our long-lost daughter arrived. We haven't seen her in about a year.
Really?
Yeah, well.
I haven't seen any of my siblings in a year.
Yeah.
Siblings.
Well, I haven't either. We were supposed to have a family wedding in Columbus in October. And
we were supposed to have three this year.
The whole family bailed on that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, it's been good. Kristen is home for a little while, and that's been good. We got, and since she was coming to home, we had to get all the decorating done, so that's finally off our plate.
Wait a minute. did it get transferred this year to you or something? Because... Your wife decorates like, you know, I used to have a neighbor that said, you know, oh, my wife was, you know, the woman who brought Christmas to St. Joe. No, Nancy Gifford was the one who brought Christmas.
Oh, it's still pretty elaborate. But yeah. We're both getting tired. So, yeah, I'm doing more of it than she used to.
Oh, okay.
She used to do it all. But, and I've added a little outside stuff, too, that we didn't used to do. So
you had super glue issues, I understand. What's the deal with that? Did you stick your fingers together accidentally?
Well, no, I thought I had heard or read. I had a little reindeer thing where the antlers had broken.
Okay.
And
it's because
so,
Randy, or what's his name, was kicked it across the lawn.
That's right. But I had super glued those back together, and then they broke again. And I thought I had read...
so much for super.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I had thought... I'd seen an article or heard something recently where they've had to, I guess, vary the formula for the super glue type stuff, and it's just not what it used to be.
Oh, because people were sticking their fingers together.
Yeah. So they had to alter that, and it's just not what it used to be.
So would they rename it pooper glue then or something?
Not quite.
Not so super?
Not so super glue. So, yeah, we...
Okay glue. Get yourself some okay glue.
Yeah, it might still work.
The glue that was formerly known as super.
So the poor reindeer still has busted antlers.
Just kick them across the lawn a couple more times. Stick them in the tree.
I thought about putting it together with a rubber band, but that just didn't look right.
No, so. That would be sick.
So beyond that, we had various and multiple family text conversations over the weekend with the Gifford family that's all back in Ohio.
Yeah.
And those things, for whatever reason, my family doesn't like Zoom. And I got one brother that I don't think could even get on it if he wanted to.
Hmm.
So they do text conversations. And you know how discombobulated those
because somebody
get.
Answers four questions right. ago, they answer something, and you're like, what? What does that even mean? That's not what I said. So, no, I was answering him. You know, well, she was answering her. So, it's like, no, I get it. I understand. Yeah.
Well,
I have the same discombobulation.
And the other part of that is trying to be funny in those situations never works.
Yeah. That's why you got to get one of those bitmojis that like I use.
Oh, okay.
The little cartoon caricature, you know, because you can usually find something to match up with a bitmoji and just send that. You don't even have to send words. You just send the bitmoji that says the emotion for you.
I'm not sure my family would understand that.
Well, and your family is pretty dumb.
They are. Several of them are technologically challenged.
And it's called technidiots.
Well, that's perfect. That's where they are.
I'm a technidiot.
So, anyway, also over the weekend, I did not watch much TV outside of football.
I watched a bunch of the LPGA, the CME group. That's a $1.1 million payday for somebody.
Didn't see that.
It was on the Golf Channel early and then later on NBC.
I saw a little bit of the Tiger and his son tournament.
Was it even on TV?
Yeah.
Because I saw people complaining that they that Golf Channel was posting stuff as if live on Instagram, but they didn't even have it on the air. They're going, "You're a TV channel, you idiots. It's the only thing you do is golf. Why can't you put it on the TV we can watch it?"
I saw it somewhere, unless I was watching YouTube clips. I forget now, but I saw part of it somewhere.
Yeah, I saw a lot of people complaining about it.
But I watched some football over the weekend. And,
fortunately, the Lions were not on local TV, so I didn't have to put up with that.
I saw that when I tuned in yesterday. Colts
I was
and
glad.
Bears, Colts and Bears, no Lions. Yep. Oh, well.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about that
I was
in
glad,
sports
it was
shortly.
Pathetic.
Yeah. Well, college football's Final Four is set despite Notre Dame's kind of embarrassing loss.
Kind of.
After they get clobbered by Clemson, now they get Alabama.
Here's your reward.
In the Rose Bowl game, which is not going to be played in the Rose Bowl. They're moving that
because
to Texas.
Because of COVID.
Yeah, they're moving it to Texas so that they can get some fans in the stands because they're allowing some fans in for that.
Yeah.
And then Clemson and Ohio State will be in the Sugar Bowl.
So I'm assuming the winners of those two then meet up for the national championship. Is that the deal?
That is correct.
Okay.
So you got that coming for the national championship. I forgot what I was binging, and so I don't. I think I'm still on The Crown. I'm still a couple seasons behind on that, so I've got some work to do there. And I don't remember, with the decorating and family, and I guess I just didn't watch a whole. A heck of a lot of TV. Although I did see some Saturday Night Live, and as I was watching that, I was beginning to wonder if I've lost my sense of humor. I don't find that funny anymore.
Yeah, there's very little out there anymore
that
is.
And beyond that,
most of it's just either mean-spirited or just stupid.
Well, and I saw rave reviews for Kristen Wiig, and that's why I watched, because I like her and some of the stuff she was doing when she was on SNL. And even the
stuff. Was she the guest host?
Yeah.
She
was the host of the Christmas show.
Okay.
And I thought, well, this should be good. But it just seems like the writing is just so weak.
Yeah.
It's just that they rely almost entirely on political characterizations and that sort of stuff. And it just,
like you say, mean-spirited is usually the case.
And I just wondered if I was just getting old and curmudgeonly and losing my sense of humor.
Well, yes, but.
And while we're on the subject of TV, I saw way too many promos for Anderson Cooper's New Year's Eve with Andy What's-His-Face. I'm just.
Is he a news guy? Not Andy, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, then what's he doing? You know.
Well, he was doing it. He was doing it with Kathy Griffin for years,
and then
she got in trouble, and now so they've got this Andy. I can't remember his last name. That co-hosts with him, and it doesn't do
Andy
anything.
Rooney.
Prop him.
Now
up
that would be funny.
Prop him up in an easy chair. But it does nothing for your credibility as a newsman to do stuff like that. You never saw Huntley and or Brinkley hosting New Year's Eve back in the day. I just don't get it. But
they didn't have time to take off their tie.
such blurred lines anymore between the news crew and just entertainment. So anyway, and then we'll wrap that up on this one. Did you get your lottery tickets? Because
I have not. I had no idea it was that high.
They're both in the stratosphere. Both Mega and Power are above $300 million. So
when do they draw next?
You got Tuesday and Wednesday. Tuesday is Mega. Wednesday is Powerball.
Okay.
And then the next, if it rolls over again, there'll be another Mega drawing on Christmas Day. Because Mega is Tuesday, Friday.
Right.
Powerball is Wednesday, Saturday. So get them. You know?
Well, that's your retirement plan.
There you go. I've set aside $2 for that. So
ta-da.
Sports coming up next. That's page one of your morning announcements here. It's page two of your morning announcements with me, Jim Gifford, and with him, Pat Moody.
Ta-da.
Over by there, sitting in for Spencer Rivers, who's taking some vacation time this year.
Excited? Old man Rivers.
I haven't called him that on air yet. That seems like it would be unfair to him.
Especially since he's not as old as we are.
That is the truth. But if there's anything we've learned over the years is you're allowed to make fun of your own kind.
Absolutely.
In this world. And increasingly, that's all you're allowed to make fun of.
Anymore, that's all we do is make fun of everybody all the time, everywhere, and then get mad about it.
That's right. Hey, how do you feel about the potential of a white Christmas? It's
it's awesome.
Looking pretty decent for us, maybe. The extended forecast on Christmas Eve gives us a 50-50 chance of some snow and then lake effect snow, and that could mean anything.
Yeah.
Temperatures
always like, you know, the meteorology, you know, the 50-50 chance, you know. Every day it's a 50-50 chance. It either is or it isn't. That's 50-50.
There you go.
It is, it's 50. It isn't, it's 50.
Christmas Day also with a chance for lake effect snow. So, hey, it's coming.
Hey.
Speaking of Christmas, I mentioned this earlier this morning, but the possibility of us getting a look at the Christmas star tonight is not good.
Come on. Why, too many clouds?
Too many clouds. You know what I'm saying?
You get that, something that hasn't happened in 800 years.
And the neat thing is we would have had a great shot at it because it was going to be or is in the southwestern sky. So all you had to do is make your way down by the lake and you've got a wide open vista there to check it out.
Now, does that have anything to do with I've studied how this details out. Does that have to do with the alignment of a couple of the planets? Is that what it is?
Saturn and Jupiter.
Okay, well, did you see Josh Nowicki's picture from Facebook?
No.
He captured the carousel horse at the top of the carousel building, and the two were almost in line with one another. One's just a little bit off kilter.
They've
been
coming closer and closer and closer together all month, and they're so close they will look like a single unit tonight.
Well, that may have been our best chance then at what Mr. Nowicki managed to capture because he posted it yesterday.
I'll have to look it up because he's always got amazing stuff.
But he's amazing. There's no question.
You're right.
That stuff he did with sand this year.
Oh,
the movies.
Sand sculpting by the wind.
Yeah,
he always does amazing
stuff. He's amazing.
Well, you were right on the 800 years. That's called the Christmas Star. Astronomers think it's what the Bible referred to as the Star of Bethlehem, seen by the three wise men. Last time anybody saw it was 1226. And it'll be if you can somehow get a glimpse of it, it will be the brightest thing in the southwest sky. And it's like
if we don't see it tonight, we have to wait another 800 years.
Probably. it's like an hour. It's visible like an hour after sunset.
Okay.
And not for much longer beyond that.
So. Well, you can just go catch it after dinner then. It's sunset so early these days.
There you go. Well, hope for a break in the clouds, but I wouldn't put any serious money on that.
Okay.
Just because, well, it's usually cloudy here from, November until March. So anyway, all right. Beyond that, in page two of your morning announcements, I think I mentioned this earlier. Amazon told me they found something they thought I would like. You know, you get those periodically if you've done any. You don't even have to buy anything. Just search for something.
If you looked at it,
So they, for whatever reason, seem to think that I would like a stainless steel spoon rest for my counter.
Did you order it?
No.
Why not?
Well, I've already got
two. It's a chance of a lifetime.
I already have two spoon rests.
But are they stainless steel?
No. One is ceramic and the other's plastic.
Well, see, that's why. They knew that you only had ceramic and plastic, and they're going, this guy needs an upgrade. He did all kinds of work on his kitchen, making it look nicer and everything else. Why is he still dealing with plastic and ceramic when it comes to spoon rests when he could have this magnificent stainless steel?
Speaking of getting messages.
By the way, they sent me a note, too. There's something that they thought you would like.
Really?
Not something I would like, something you would like.
That's weird.
Dog Man from the author of Captain Underpants.
Nice. I would like that.
I bet you would.
What's that guy's name? Pilfrey or
I've set it aside now. Yeah. Maybe I can find it here again. I don't know. Just hang on a second.
Well, I'll check in. What's it called? Dog Man?
No, I think I eliminated it. Yeah, Dog Man from the Pelkey, I think, wasn't it?
Pelkey. There you go. I knew it started with a P.
P-E-L-K-E-Y.
That's the one. All right. Too late for that for Christmas, I'm guessing, at this point.
Well, no. Remember, it's Amazon, Jim. You talk about it now, it'll be in your mailbox in 10 minutes.
In fact, there may be a guy waiting at my front door with a copy when I get home today.
Exactly.
Hey, we heard you.
We heard you wanted this book. Give us the $500 and it's yours.
Get off. Get off my porch! Weirdo.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, I got, speaking of correspondence, I got an email yesterday from Francis Chiteka, or actually over the weekend.
Now, wait a minute. I thought it was Franciscus Goosen.
No, I haven't heard from Franciscus Goosen in probably a couple of decades.
Okay.
But no, this one is Francis Chiteka.
Okay.
And he, or I assume it's a he, says that I'm pretty well positioned for my share of $2 million.
Wow. You don't have to buy that lottery ticket after all.
I bring you greetings of peace and love and hope you and your family are well. I'm a banker writing to you from Ivory Coast.
Oh, excellent.
I'm aware the internet has make Africa vulnerable in such a way no one will like to do business with an African because of skepticism that abound in the media, unfortunately. Mm. Believing such propaganda have caused many people with genuine business intentions the ability to achieve their goals, but it does not stop people from giving their luck a chance, as I am privileged to the sum of $2 million only from a hedge fund, but I can't claim it given the circumstances that the money should be paid to an investors, but the word trust becomes phenomenon, and I can't think of anyone to rely on but you.
Wow. Francis.
In all the world,
Francis relies on one guy named Jim Gifford in St. Joe, Michigan, to invest his $2 million.
He can't think of anyone but me.
Yeah.
Please, if you can't help, do not hold it against me or any Africans. Unfortunately, the internet has branded us scammers, but we cannot give up the good fate we hold to promote a better change in the world for people to know they are being misled by the media, etc. Francis Chiteka, good day.
Obviously, he didn't realize he was writing to the media.
and then it says, enter your name and size to sign up for a T-shirt.
It's a $2 million T-shirt, Jim. I hope it's got your name on it. Holy cow.
Well, thank you, Francis Chiteka. Get right
Is there room on there to put in your bank account number, too?
I didn't even look at the form. I'm scared to even click on that.
Well, you're smart. Don't click on it unless you're an idiot.
Anyway, I'm keeping that in my back pocket in the event that the lottery tickets don't come through this week.
Yeah, early.
All right. So anyway.
Nancy, I can't explain the $2 million gap in our finances. I don't know what happened.
Where'd all our money go? I don't know. Some guy named
Ivory Coast.
Francis Chiteka needed some.
You can go. Well, the good news is you can go there on vacation and visit your money someday.
Right. All right. So we do have some good some decent news on the COVID front. Mm-hmm. As Saturday marked the first time in more than 6 weeks, the number of new daily cases here in Michigan has been below 4,000. So that trend, the downward trend, continues. And that's good news. Now, certainly we're not anywhere close to being out of the woods, and there's still, you know, dramatic concerns at various healthcare facilities around the state, many of which are at capacity or near still, but the trend is trending properly. We also got some details on the partial lockdown extension, and basically that is if the place you're going requires masks, it is reopening, like the theaters and bowling alleys and those sorts of things. But if you're spending time at a place where you can be unmasked, which
i.e. While you're eating.
Yeah, in translation, that means bars and restaurants, they are not open. Yep. So,
and that's why, even though the bowling alleys and the theaters and so forth are open, they can open, but they can't sell you concessions. So you can't go to the movie and have popcorn.
Yeah,
you can go to the movie and take popcorn home with you when you leave, if you wish.
Yeah, that's I was going to ask you about that, because I got the missive from Celebration Cinema, which was happy news. They're reopening next week. Actually, this week.
This week.
In time
today.
For holiday movies.
Today.
Like Wonder Woman, 1984. They have, obviously, capacity restrictions. They'll have that group spacing thing where you come in with your group, you sit with your group, but that's it. Online ticketing, and then the concession thing is what confused me. They're not offering concessions in.
You cannot consume anything in the theater.
What about the stuff you sneak in your coat?
Well, I don't know if they're going to have detectives in the seating arena or what the deal is. You know, yeah, I know you did that all the time anyway. You brought your own popcorn.
It just got a little weird when you started bringing in full meals.
Yeah.
Under your coat.
What always blew my mind is you go, is that Kentucky Fried Chicken I smell? Sure enough, it was. Sure enough. Guy's got a mini bucket 3 doors down. How'd you get that in here? Yeah. My pregnant wife. Not pregnant all of a sudden.
So they're not selling you concessions within the
country. For in-consumption. Yes, they will. I don't know how extensive their concessions are as to what they are selling, right. But it's strictly to go, like everything else. So.
There you go. Also, much delayed, but good news nonetheless. The Michigan High School fall sports season will resume now, but it's stretching.
Now that it's winter.
Stretching into January.
Isn't today the first day of winter?
It is. Yeah. It is the solstice today. Football playoffs resume June 2nd. Actually, the teams can be back at practice today. The 8-player championship games on the 9th, followed by the 11-player finals January 15 and 16. There's something similar for volleyball and swimming going on there, too.
Okay.
And just to add a little, just so that there's always an element of confusion attached to any COVID announcement, and you had this in your column, Moody on the Market, South Haven is going to open their ice rink downtown, but St. Joe says the John and Dee Dee Howard Ice Arena will remain closed. And I guess it has to do with
the construction. You can only have so many sides to your building. And South Haven's is wide open. It has a roof, but there are no walls at all. But St. Joe does have a couple of walls. One of them is glass, but and a half wall. But so, at any rate, it doesn't meet the standards of the state health department, so St. Joe can't open, and South Haven can.
There you go. And quickly before we wrap here, on the vaccine front, initial shipments of the second COVID-19 vaccine left distribution centers yesterday. This is the Moderna one. And the much-needed shots expected to be given starting today, just 3 days after the FDA authorized the rollout there. We're going to talk more about where we stand on the vaccination front after the 8:30 news this morning. We'll give you the specifics on that, so hopefully you can kind of understand where we stand there. It's 6:55. Sports coming up next on News Talk Sports, 94.9 WSJM.